Bilgiler. Kanal var bilgiler. Bunlar için değil var mı? Oh. Bhakti, bhakti, shriya. The main thing may not be traced to any tinge of exploitation, that is enjoyment. We may not run after any section of enjoyment, even including that God association enjoyment. No enjoyment, only passed out of enjoying spirit. If any section of enjoyment, then we would be within this Brahmanda, and the renunciation, a tinge of renunciation, a retirement, as enjoyment or retirement, then we would not be allowed to enter into the world of infinity, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means unlimited. Kuntha means limitation. And Vaikuntha means the world of unlimited. Unlimited. One to be a member of the infinite world. And the finite means our separate interest can measure the infinite and say this is finite. A portion of infinite, when our ego wants to measure it, this is my kingdom, mine, this is my friend's kingdom. In this way, our separate interest, whatever it sees, that is this Maya, Maya, misconception, misunderstanding in the infinite. So all these things are dissolved, and also the nature of retirement, that is, strike. If I can't enjoy, then I stop work, I stop energizing. That sort of reactionary mentality, that also must be left. Then we have to face only the positive side. Positive side. The positive, what is the positive side? The wave from the center, Lila. What is the wave? That is fulfilling the desire of the Supreme. We will be face to face with that thing. If any nature for separate interest or any nature of reactionary retirement, then we can't have any touch of the eternal flow to satisfy the will of the Absolute. When two sorts of whims we are free from, then we can come in connection with the eternal flow. All points everywhere are in action to satisfy the center. Satisfy the center. This sort of thing. But it is not dry, it is happy, it is constructive, it is nourishing. That we will be able to feel a very small touch of that will make us help to understand that we do not want anything but this thing. And this is a journey, homeward journey. Homeward journey. And you want or demand anything else for us, that is a foreign country, and that is filled with death, disease, infirmity, rebirth, all these troubles, misconception of the soul with the material thing, of the mortal things, identification with mortal things. So if we are relieved from that Pishachi, Bhakti Mukti Spriha Javat Pishachi, Pishachi, ghost, ghost, these two are foreign things capturing our soul. They are Pishachi, the idea of renouncement, and the idea of retirement, and the idea of enjoyment. They are like ghosts taking possession of our ego, and they are playing with our ego. We are playing at their hand, mysterious hands, and that we must get out of that. That is Sarajantra, that sort of conspiracy of Maya. We must be free, and a free member of the infinite world. That is where there is the noble flow of dedication. No aspiration of limited type, but wholesale dedicating flow is going towards the center and all concerned. And that is our home, that is the soil where we can live eternally. Eternally, they are our individual, and no death, no birth, no infirmity, no disease. That sort of our inner self will come out to mix with the members of that soil. Right, and what was his question? Anubhav. Anubhav should not be relied on. That is, this is God, this is my conception. The conception that touch I have got, touch of God. No. Easily. There was one Ramdas Babaji. I saw him personally before I joined the mutt. Many ordinary people were thinking that he is a great devotee. Whenever he was taking the name, he is shedding tears like anything. And also some liquid substance oozing from his nose, and tears continuous. And he was seen to be in some abnormal meditating position. And two gentlemen, two sides, with two napkins are always cleansing his tears and his this lala sarasvaiva that's coming from his mouth, and his half mouth taking the name. Ordinary people, some people, they are atheists, they say, oh, this, that is they do not believe in God. Generally, they say, oh, he's displaying some hobby. And the ordinary people that have some faith in God, they took, he's a very high-class devotee. But our Guru Maharaj discarded that this is an external play, no connection with proper God conception. Visarga-pichila shanti tadabhyasa paripicha sattva-bhasa-vinapishu kampasya-pilaradaya. even there may not be a tinge of pure devotion, one can have mental imitation of such type. In drama also we find that a man has been fully drunk, he is playing the part of a devotee and shedding tears and dancing madly as if he is a great devotee. While practicing, we can acquire that mental position where we can shed tears and we can show many feats as if we are a great devotee. Imitation, that is very injurious to the real devotion. So, only show of some external peculiar position does not show that he has got pure devotion within him. A very, very rare thing. Devotion proper. Sudur labha. Kleshagni subhada moksha labhuta krit sudur labha. Even when we can neglect the proposal of liberation, emancipation, wholesale liberation, emancipation, that proposal also be littled. We get a little respect of devotion proper. Moksha labhuta krit is very light, very lower position. The position of emancipation, that is also very lower thing. Moksha labhuta sudur labha. Yet, we may not expect that we have got devotion. Devotion is so rarely to be found. In one word, when we say that we have got some devotion, we are not in devotion. Rather, when we can find that we have got nothing, no taste for any other thing, but only we want something, and we can't think what is that. But we like the devotees, we like the scriptures of devotion. Taste is that side, but not getting anything. That is rather a sober position. We like the devotees, we like the scriptures, the divine scriptures, but we have not got anything. That is a healthy position. So they can. Because we shall keep in our mind, we have gone to get the connection of the infinite, of the absolute. Being a negligent part of a finite thing, I want the connection of the absolute. So what should be my price? How should be my price for that? We should not try to purchase in a very low price. To serve the devotees, that would be something tangible. And to go on with the practices that are required of us. That is the most important thing, to go on, to continue with the program, what is recommended by the scripture and by the saints also. To go on, that itself should be our reward. We are reading about him, we are serving the saints, we are hearing their words. That is a sort of engagement. If I am satisfied with that, that is something. And that cannot be underestimated. The company of the saints, the company of the scriptures, without mixing with the so such a robbery that is going on in this world, material thing, what is present this moment, next moment, nothing. This moment so many things, and the next moment nothing. This sort of treachery, world full of treachery, that world, we are out of that. We are disgusted with that treacherous aspect of the world, which charm us and engages us in a treacherous fight. Now something, next moment nothing. So we give up that, and we are trying for something eternal, substantial, satchitanandam, eternal existence, and uncontaminated consciousness, and after all, the fulfillment of all our inner necessities, the corresponding engagement of all our, the whole of our existence, pratyangodhagikam. I can only give you fulfillment, wholesale, so come to me, give up everything. Sarvadharmān parityajya, māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja, aham dāṁ sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi, mā śucā. The reaction you have earned in the relativity of this mortal world, I shall take them all, your debt. I shall clear off your debt, you only come to my feet. If we are captured by this call, the universal call of the Lord, and we try to do that, that is enough. If as much as possible for me, I am going to the absolute call. I shall take up all your burden, you simply come to me, give up all your duty. The faith and the action on the basis of such faith, that is a great thing in us. As much as our capacity, if we can follow that. And that is possible only with the company of such exclusive devotees of Him. We shall enjoy when we are in the company of His devotees. We shall think that we are very happy. We are got the child of the same side, by whom members we are meeting. His eternal satisfaction is of that type. Then we are something, see, holding three position. We want to recognize what is our home and where we are traveling, that is a foreign land, all these things. The inner feeling of the heart, but no more miracle we should try to find. Some miracle will come to show to a story. I am a teen soul, and everything may be miracle to me. So many yogis, mystic persons, they can show so many miracles and they capture me. It is easy to capture me. A soul, a teeny soul like me, may be captured by many miracles. Miracle man, they are powerful. There are many in the world. Let God save us from their hands, from that miraculist. So we must not allow ourselves to be the prey of so many miracles. That charm may leave us once for all. So, bhukti mukti siddhi vancha, all these alternative prospects, they may retire from once for all, and I want the Lord of my heart who can give fullest satisfaction to the innermost. All the atoms of my constitution, may have got their corresponding engagement and of the highest quality. That proposal is given by the Gaudiya Vaishnava school under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sri Gauranga Vrindavan. Vrindavan proposal, the infinite is in the nearest position of the finite, of Prakrita. Of Prakrita, where the infinite has come, nearest to the finite, as if one of them, none can recognize easily whether he is infinite. When he is so close, so near, Mahaprabhu suggested us go and try to have a chance of your fortune there in Vrindavan, where they are so Nandang Vandi Yoshyarindi Param. The wonderful process the Nanda and the Yashoda has captured the absolute so that to crawl in on their compound, try to have a position for the religion. They are try your fortune. So we are out for that. In search of fortune. All others as in proposal eliminated. Ahami Anandang Bandhi Yashyalindi Parang Brahma Gopabadhuti Vitang Brahma. Inconceivable that Brahma has come. The greatest, the absolute has come to search for the least love of the damsels of the gopi class. So near, so near, so close, so close. And in such an ordinary rural way, he has approached to us. Try your fortune there. And we are out to do that under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is supposed to be the combination of the two of positive and negative together. That the positive distributing himself is busy, his business is to distribute himself to others. Infinitely and inconceivably generous aspect of the Supreme. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we must not search for any sentiment within us, whether it is divine or not. There is a tale, one disciple, he is engaged in the service of his guru. Then one dut ke ki bale?
Servant.
One person from Vaikuntha sent to fetch her. The Lord is satisfied with your service of your Gurudev and he is calling for you, come. No, I have no time to attend your call. I am very busy in the service of my Gurudev. I have no time to attend your call of Vaikuntha. That should be the we have got engagement under the service and the guidance of the Vaishnava here. I don't like to be disturbed in this position. Vaishnava Sara. Shakhayami namastu namastu nittam dasyayami namastu rasastu rasastu rasastu. Das Goswami. the greatest exponent of this faith, Radha Dasyam. He said that we won't be fascinated to be carried by the proposal of the higher level service, Sukha. I shall tend always to do the lower service, Dasya, the service of a servant. I shall always, I am not so high class. I won't consider myself to be high class servant. I shall always tend to go towards a lower class of service. But he will forcibly take me to higher service. No, you no longer serve in that way, but you must serve in this higher class. But my generation, no, no, I do not, the confidential service, I am not fit for that, my Lord. There are higher servitors. You engage them for your confidential service in that group. I shall go to serve in the lower level. That tendency is safe for us. Always tending towards lower service. And it is his business to take me up forcibly to engage to our service. Yes, no, you are qualified to render such service. No longer you should remain in the lower group. It is his business. But this tendency of the servitors will be always to the lower. Dasyayame rasastu. I like the service of a servant and not the service of a friend. That should be the normal tendency of a devotee. He is safe. So no ambition, even in that world, no ambition. Oh, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. We hear that in, it is not exaggeration, but it is the real thing. We must find this sort of substance within us, then we are safe, we are in good position. So, that's tinada viśvanīcena, tarura viśvaiṣṇana. One can never be deceived if he does not deceive himself. Nahi kadran kitkashti durgatim tātagacchati. If we do not like to deceive ourselves, then none can deceive us. So, such injustice cannot stay in the government of the Lord Supreme, that anyone would deceive another. No. This is all concoction on the external world. But really, from the absolute sense, none can deceive none. Only he is responsible for his own. Vestita karma hetuna. We are acquiring our future position. That sort of freedom is given to us. So none is responsible in the absolute sense. Then we enter in an association of the rogues, and that influence will come in me. But ultimately the responsibility with us, and asat sangha, and I must say that is bad, I should not mix with them. If I mix them with them, then I contaminate that thing. There is poison. If I take the poison, that effect will come in me, otherwise not. So, poison, food, medicine, so many things, as we have to choose. And that sort of freedom is given to us. One may question, if vulnerable we are, why freedom given to us? That is injustice. But he said that without freedom, no Leela is possible. Free cooperation, that means Leela. That should be of the higher type of pastimes. Only to force anyone for service, that is no service at all. That is no service. But our position, we should take that we are slaves. But really, he has not created us as slaves. Slavery is our greatest prospect. He is so high. He is so high. We should take it like that. Free service to free slavery. Free slavery. So we shall adore the slavery, slave position to him. He is so high. He is so good and so great. As much as we can offer to him, we are benefited so much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Slaves should also be given freedom in their service. So freedom is inherent everywhere. But slavery means wholly given to the cause, and we get the equal response from there, that as much as we can give, we can get so much confidence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I can't stay any longer. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur, Gaur Hari, Gaur, Gaur, Nidhai. Nidhai, Gaur Hari, Gaur, Nidhai. Nidhai, Gaur, Bhakti, Siddhanta, Rasmi, Vishwara. Srivad Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami Maharaj. Srivak Vrinda, Ki Jai, Hare Rama.